Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
We got the giggles.
You know how I know this is going to be a good week?
Ow.
I got the giggles.
My God.
Immediately.
I thought after spending an entire weekend together, we'd be like, oh, it's you again. And but no, we're just picking up where we left off on the car ride.
Oh, I just tried to mansplain Star Wars to you.
You sure did.
Oh, it was great.
I love that you said it, but the fact that you had to qualify it that it was from Star Wars, which I automatically knew.
It's just
but like Star Wars. Like, yes, I know.
It wasn't a very like on brand reference for me, but
it was perfect though. Everything about it was 100% accurate.
It was right.
Yes. Until then you went, okay. Star Wars.
Finger guns. Star Wars, right? Am I right? You remember?
Technically, it was Return of the Empire Strikes Back.
It's a little chilly in here, and we were just thinking of like things that we could use to make heat.
Yes.
And I was just kind of wishing we had, is it Tom-Tom or Tom-Ton?
It's a Tauntaun.
A Tauntaun, and we could cut it open.
It's kind of a kangaroo-shaped beast,
yes.
Like a mammal that they had to cut him open and stuck in Luke Skywalker
see,
to stay warm.
What happened was,
and you got it right. And then you went, Star Wars.
Star Wars, that was the reference. And then I realized who I was talking to. And I knew you knew.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our two options are that or then one of those big oil drum cans where there's fires.
Mm.
I'd do one of those.
I would.
I don't know where you find one.
I was thinking maybe something nice like one of those little tabletop fireplaces, but sure, oil can.
Somewhere on the gritty streets of New York.
Yours
back in the day.
Nice too. Yeah, that, yeah.
Maybe a camp of people who don't quite have permanent housing. I don't know.
Something.
We have to get two out of there and you and I have to replace them.
It's just a little bit chilly. However, it does look like it's going to be fairly warm today.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be 72.
It's just kind of chilly now.
These little bouts of heat, though, are coming from the south. So there's always seems to be a wind accompanying the warmth. So we don't have a red flag warning per se, but we have a weather statement that says high potential for maybe cropland fire if something were to start.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's very dry.
Okay.
And the wind would just blow that along. Wind speeds pushing 30, if not more, this afternoon. We'll get there.
And then they have a new product that I am so here for. I think it says that it's for food service workers. I think that moms might want it, too. It's a new product called the hand scanner.
The hand scanner.
Hand scanner. It's being described like a lie detector for hand washing.
I love this.
Did you actually wash your hands? Did you wash your hands long enough? Are they actually clean?
Is it like a black light?
Kind of. Yeah. It's they're trying to help cut down on the amount of like germs and bacteria.
Yes.
That food service workers have on their hands. Things get passed around, you know, it's really, really gross, but I think this is something that moms need too. It's kind of like a mounted hand dryer and the workers have to put their hands underneath it, like right after they wash their hands, palms up. And there's like this UV LED light that scans.
This is perfect.
This is awesome.
And then I'm guessing like red light, green light. Red light, go back and then do it again.
Yep.
Green light, you may go continue to touch my food now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's good enough. That's like, try again.
You need a hand scanner, toothbrush. Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
And did you pick up your room scanner?
Oh.
That's what you need.
Oh, yes.
You need one that does all three.
Okay. Hats off to whoever invented this thing. But yeah, I want a toothbrush scanner too.
Give me the household version. Please.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm kind of excited. Because as I was getting ready for this very day, I did a little forecast check because this is like, it's March, but it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was going through my closet, I discovered something. I literally fell off the hanger, a piece of clothing I completely forgot about.
Is it the shirt? The t-shirt?
It's the skirt.
The skirt.
I bought this skirt And I wore it once, and then I put it in the closet, and I never wore it again. And I completely, 110% forgot that I bought it. And now it's like, oh, yay, new clothes.
It's like new clothes, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just very excited today. You know, it's like, oh, hey, this is new.
You got in the car this morning.
Yeah.
Because I had to pick you up. Because of the way we worked our car situation to go to Chicago.
Due to us being a little bit dumb.
We're dumb.
We did it wrong.
Either way, I was there and you got in. I'm like, is she wearing a dress skirt? Like, what you never wear dress skirts.
No.
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever.
And like, is that new? That's the first thing I thought in my brain.
In a way it is.
Like, did you get it while we were in Chicago? But we worked together most of the, like Shannon shopped.
Yes.
You went into stores with her, but you never came out with a big bag.
No, I was like, I'm not feeling it.
But you've had that one for a while. Now you have it again.
I didn't even have to shop. It was just in the closet already and literally fell off a hanger.
Go shop your closet sometime.
Sometimes you just need to. Apparently the universe is like, here, take this.
Remember, you have this.
You already have this.
Speaking of memories, use your brain. 4 years ago today, March 11th.
March 11th.
Something of major world significance happened March 11th of 2020. Guesses?
Oh, was this
it was the day it was officially declared a pandemic.
Okay.
COVID-19 was officially declared a pandemic 4 years ago today.
Worldwide?
WHO. Yeah, the worldwide pandemic was declared on this day. We were still all figuring it out, remember? Because then the big announcement came down around St. Patrick's Day here.
Uh-huh.
Which led to things like reminding people to wash their hands. We were at it. People were hoarding toilet paper and you know, the bleach wipes.
Yeah.
It was a weird time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm bringing that up because somebody went back 4 years to today and just some interesting facts. The number of days Americans spend working from home now is 5 times greater than 2019. However, the company Zoom, which their stock price went through the roof, it's down 40% because we've not used it. We're not using it as much. Domestic air travel now is above pre-pandemic levels. It has been since last year. We're back to flying normally. Live Nation had its best year in 2023.
Well, you're welcome, Taylor Swift.
That helps a lot. But remember, people wouldn't go outside or you couldn't, right? You had to wear a mask everywhere. Housing prices have jumped in the last 4 years. It's just interesting to see what one major global health transformed where do you work, how you went out, where you're living. So we've come that far in the last 4 years.
And that was today?
So today, on this date, March 11th of 2020, the WHO declared COVID-19 an official pandemic. And here we are today. Huh. That is what is on my mind. Big Grove Brewery expanding to Nebraska. The company will start beer distribution this month and then a new tap room in Omaha by 2025. Big Grove is partnering with a company called Quality Brands. They're a Nebraska-based beer distributor to expand their market. Now, this is just this reporter talking.
Okay.
But I would like to point out that Quality Brands distributes beer to more states than just Nebraska.
Oh,
so is this a long-term partnership where you could potentially someday maybe see Big Grove beer in, South Dakota or Wyoming.
What?
Or watch out, Coors, Colorado.
Oh.
Just thinking way down the road.
Okay.
Omaha Taproom will be their fifth location, would be similar in size to what they've done for the new Cedar Rapids location. So congrats to Big Grove for their expansion. Sportshots! First half stats for Caitlin Clark in that Big Ten championship game were horrible.
Not great.
She had 4 points. She was 0 for 9 from the 3-point line.
Yes, it was like nothing would go in.
She is on record post game suggesting that those first 20 minutes were the worst first half of her career and gives credit to playing for 4 years under leadership with the same teammates to have the maturity to know you can get out of this. Because you could see yourself in a game like that and like, as a fan, my hands were up in the air by the second quarter. I'm
What's going on?
We're not. She's cold tonight. Nebraska, you know, we lost at their place too. It's all over. It's so easy to write off. It's very hard to stay focused. Caitlin crediting all her time in Iowa for doing that, which, by the way, she had 34 for the game. So how many points in the second half?
30,
including a very key 3-pointer in overtime.
Yeah, it's just incredible. I was so proud of her mental toughness. That
my
was
God.
Although, you come back from that?
Is it because of Gabby Marshall's eyes that the block of that three-point shot right in front of the Nebraska bench. Where no, and that's also, she could have risked a foul, but she all ball, man.
Yep.
But I bet the girl looked at her eyes and was like, I can't look away from those eyes. And just took her, you know, I think that's it.
That's probably it.
Iowa taking down Nebraska. It took through overtime, 94-89 last night at the big, or I guess yesterday afternoon at the Big Ten Championship in Minneapolis. Now it's crickets for a week. We just wait.
NCAA, for a whole week?
No basketball until we get to the NCAA selection show, which will be a week from yesterday, about the same time the Oscars were. So
much time.
Twiddle some thumbs, and then we'll figure out what the scoop is. Will Iowa be a number one seed? That's the big question going into the women's basketball tournament. What's got us feeling all right? Now that I'm thinking about this, I should have given the story to you.
What?
Celebrity wedding.
Who?
In Iowa.
Well, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm truthing you.
No, truth me.
Mr. Irrelevant is now Mr. Married Man.
Oh.
Did you know this?
What?
Brock
yes?
Purdy got married in Des Moines.
I did. Okay.
Former Cyclone and current San Francisco 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy back in Des Moines Saturday. Married his longtime college sweetheart, girlfriend Jana Brandt.
I didn't know it was back in here.
They met playing at Ames. He quarterback. She was a volleyball player. Photos from the wedding show Purdy wearing a black tuxedo, black tie, white boutonniere, Jenna a sleeveless mermaid style wedding dress, according to my sources.
What sources?
The Des Moines Register. They got married. They got engaged last year with the intention was always to get married in Des Moines.
Really?
Which think about that for a split
That's
second.
That's cool.
Your option was... He lives and works in a gorgeous town.
Yes.
The Golden Gate Bridge in the background. Wineries galore.
So easy.
Now we're going to get married back in Des Moines. So congrats to them. That's got us feeling all right on this Monday.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, lots of big moments last night from the 2024 Oscars. Nope, nobody got slapped. So yay on that. But we did, I think... Everything got overshadowed by the moment I think America was kind of waiting for. Ryan Gosling got to perform I'm Just Ken.
Just the sing-along portion towards the end?
Everybody, all the Kens on stage.
Which they had the four other main Kens.
Yes!
Dancing.
Dancing along with him.
He starts in the audience. I loved it. He was right by and Margot Robbie.
For being the guy from the Mickey Mouse clubhouse that didn't end up being a singer, it was pretty good.
When he did La La Land, there was singing and dancing and piano playing or whatever instrument.
He's great.
He's talented.
He's downplayed his singing abilities in the past. And I know.
I know you have a lot to get to, but very quick question. Did it look like he was wearing lipstick last night?
Oh, I don't know.
His color palette was just a little off. He was a little more tan than most people are.
Huh.
And just kind of looked like he had something to enhance the color of the lip.
But which goes along with Barbie, right?
It does, but the whole time.
He's Ryan
Was
Gosling.
He made to look like a doll, man?
He made him up to look like a doll. It's part of the look, right? A lot of style. Now, it was a big moment of the night, but Barbie mostly just got
shut out, basically.
Clobbered by Oppenheimer. Not quite. Barbie did get one for original song. Killers of the Flower Moon got completely shut out, despite 10 nominations, didn't win anything because the big award of the night that they thought they probably had, Best Actress, did not end up going to Lily Gladstone. It instead went to Emma Stone, who, as she accepts her award, comes to find out that she has had a wardrobe malfunction. I was like, what's she going to do now after she finishes that speech? Like, you just back out?
Here's, as much as I was dreading, they had every major acting category, had five people who had won in the past.
Yes.
Come on. I'm like, God, this is going to take forever. Having five women who have your back at that moment, though.
Literally.
Is fantastic.
Because the back of her dress is what ripped out. So she at least had some support.
And Jennifer Lawrence, known for tripping and some other malfunctions, was right there by her side.
She's like, I get it. Been there, right? Got it. That's the best of Hollywood. Now, of course, we also celebrated the worst that Hollywood has to offer. On Saturday, the 2024 Golden Raspberry Awards happened. And really cleaning up nicely for the Golden Raspberry Awards was Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Which, by the way, I believe is on Peacock.
Ah, yes. You can watch it.
If you, too, get up at stupid hours on the weekend, go watch it. It is so bad.
It's so bad. It won Worst Picture. It also won Worst Screen Couple for Pooh and Piglet. I thought it was interesting this year for the Golden Raspberries. Worst Actress and Worst Supporting Actress both went to Megan Fox. Congratulations. Wow. They did celebrate one thing, though. Fran Drescher was given the Razzie Redeemer Award for her work in the SAG-AFTRA strike.
Yes.
She's the president of SAG-AFTRA, so they celebrated her. She got a little bit of a redemption, but I don't know how Madonna redeems herself after this weekend. She's like a lot of performers. You want to like have that electric feeling when you're on stage. You want everybody to be in the moment and getting into your performance. But Madonna had a little bit of a whoopsie doodle. She was in Inglewood, California. She saw a fan that was seated during her performance and she called him out for it. Fans in a wheelchair.
That doesn't look good.
It was weird.
So weird.
So weird. You know, I think if they bought the ticket, they can stand or sit or just don't say anything. Madonna. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Thanks to Eric Anton and Claire, who have now officially spent 7 days together, last weekend. And I guess now we're on day 8.
Duh.
Will it ever end?
What is the tone? Check your tone, sir.
I guess. Day 8, still surviving, doing my best.
We did a road trip to Chicago. We left Friday just after the show. Hanson's in the back seat, House Claire in the front. Your photo starts basically about an hour into our journey.
Yeah, I think it's important. I wanted to make sure I logged this part of the journey because this part of the journey, we said we were going to test something out. This was your brainchild, I believe.
It was. A couple days before we left for Chicago, Shannon and I are in the med queue, counting her Kathy's pies, and out of the blue, she's like, let's buy a pie for dinner tonight.
Let's do like, pie what? For dinner.
Pie for dinner. That's crazy, but 100% I'm on board all the time. Yes, please, pie for dinner.
So you buy a pie, though, and then you're going out of town. You got to get rid of the pie.
And we're not going to eat a whole pie in 2 days. So I suggested, I think on Thursday, car pie.
Car pie. And I was like, well, how's that going to work? And you're like, I got an idea. Stick with me. And I really didn't see your vision. I didn't see how it was going to be executed because in my mind, pie is served on a plate, and I thought we're going to need forks, and we're going to need plates, and serving it up is going to be an issue. But you came with not only the pie, you also grabbed cups and
regular
spoons.
Styrofoam cup and a spoon. And you just take that sliver, that wedge, put it in, pointy part first, so the back of the pie is the top now, and it's in a cup. It's pie in a cup. And road pie in a cup is fantastic, portable, and easy to eat.
It works. Especially, this was kind of like more of a pudding pie. It wasn't like...
That helped, yes.
It worked so well. I could not believe it. And cleanup was a breeze. We pulled over for gas. Just toss your cup out.
4 cups, 4 spoons, done.
Easy.
We finished the other half of the pie on our journey in, thanks to those cups.
Car pie.
We car pie DM the day.
Seize the pie.
Potential rag braai idea?
Oh, easily. I think that's genius. And
we'll
you
have
are the
to see.
Only guy who's serving pie in a cup.
I know.
I like that.
So you could almost eat it while on a bicycle, right?
Oh.
That's how portable it is. Okay, fast forward to Saturday night, the entire reason we go to Chicago. Among the gifts for our holiday celebration in December, I got you boxed Juliet wine.
Mm.
And then 2 tickets to see the Drunk Shakespeare Society put on a show called Drunk Shakespeare. Drunk Shakespeare is 5 actors, and one of the actors has to do 5 shots before the show starts. And then they go into legit iambic pentameter William Shakespeare. In fact, we saw Macbeth in an abbreviated version.
Oh, my goodness. Abbreviated because these people know the lines backwards, forwards. It was incredible.
Playing multiple parts as you can when you only have a cast of 5. Gender didn't make a difference. But the one actor who had to do all of the shots, then later in the show, also had to drink something called Witch's Brew, which looked highly potent and highly disgusting at the same time. Then goes to the back and pulls out puppets.
Well,
she's an amateur puppeteer.
Yeah, she was like working with Jim Henson's puppet studio.
So, I don't even know where we are in Macbeth, and at this point, I don't think I cared.
She's
putting on a three-person scene. She's got two puppets, one of which looks like a rabbit.
I don't think anything she was doing was in Macbeth.
No. Maybe getting the plot across, but using her own words. That rabbit has a rather large chest.
Yes, it's chesty.
No other
rabbit.
Way to put it. It's a chesty rabbit.
Chesty rabbit.
And just she did different voices and different characters. Everybody, and that only seats maybe 100 people. It's a long, thin room. You're surrounded by books. It kind of feels like you're in the library part of the castle.
Yes.
And then they go forth and put on the show. There's audience interaction. We were wise to sit in the second row. Front row got a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. They were going through people's purses. They were
drawing you in. Oh, you should take a shot too.
Drinking challenges as well. What were your overall impressions of the show?
I loved it. It was very, very fun. It was also super. I wasn't expecting to be as impressed by their Shakespearean performance.
Yeah, I think it's so goofy.
Yes.
But they have to get stuff across. Because if you don't know, Shannon's a classic example. Like, I don't understand what they're saying.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't really. But I knew that in general what was happening.
And it helped it was Macbeth that had just been up for an Oscar nomination a couple of years ago. Yeah, so we watched that version. But they're quoting lines from Independence Day. They're making up some dialogue on their own. Sometimes they would challenge each other to do the dialogue super fast.
Which do it all in one breath.
One breath. Could you imagine just going out and doing a monologue in one breath?
No, I cannot.
But it's well worth the trip. Easy to grab those tickets for Drunk Shakespeare. We had a great time. And as witnessed by Busty Bunny.
Nice.
Thank you.
Good name.
I don't know if Busty Bunny's ever going to make it on a Sesame Street.
No.
But
No.
Busty Bunny it is. Okay. Two photos down and all of yours to go.
We want to see what you did. Post your photos right now from this past weekend on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Do you have your roster of photos in front of you?
My goodness, what a weekend. We were out and about in Chicago, and we were not alone, apparently. Jessica, also in Chicago.
I know the skyline pretty well, but from her vantage point, I don't know where she is. It's a great shot.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it's Navy Pier.
No.
You're too far away.
No, but is it like the aquarium where you're like kind of...
Like the museum campus?
I don't know.
Because that's all on the lake.
Yeah.
Or is she over at the conference and events center? That was in that area also.
I'm not sure where she is, but it looks like she had an incredible time.
So Jessica is there. Meanwhile, Carrie and her daughter did a little mother-daughter weekend to see Olivia Rodrigo Nashville.
Ugh.
Took the CID Allegiant flight nonstop. Great shots of Olivia Rodrigo. They had a great time in downtown Nashville. Sheryl Crow popped up in the concert unexpected.
That's very cool.
That's great.
Did you see a famous face in our weekend photos? Because Henry Winkler just smiling out at me.
So this is Lisa. She was in Kansas City at a Comic-Con of sorts. And I'm wondering, Lisa, as you're approaching the fonts, do you say, hey, my favorite radio station does this thing on Mondays where they talk about people's weekend photos. Do you mind getting a picture with me for the Morning Scramble?
Do you think that's how it went? Guarantee you that's exactly how it went down.
Mr. Fonz.
And the reason she took the photo was to post it Monday morning.
Thank you,
guarantee.
Lisa.
Thank you.
A little bit closer to home, but another celebrity, Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue. Our baby.
Our baby had a big weekend. She was at Nubo City Market, and she had the opportunity to go around the world with food.
Of the menu at the table, she had a quesadilla, Mexican, with some horchata, French macaroons, and they have that really good barbecue place,
barbecue.
Too, at Nubo. So everybody else at the table got a little bit of each, and so did she.
I mean, are you so proud? Like, I'm so proud of you.
Can you please admit out loud that you said she doesn't look the same, which means she's growing up so fast?
She's growing up so fast right before our eyes. Oh, my goodness.
Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue, by the way, going to be making a very special appearance as part of our parade entry on Sunday. She's going to be our baby band leader.
We can't wait to see our baby in front of the whole sea of babies and the band.
We've got a lot of little people. Erica, your post, a cute little boy in that red car at Chuck E. Cheese. Thank you for posting that. One of the last photos just posted by Rebecca Having some good time with some friends. Just smiling babies make me smile.
I love to see it. Yes. You know what else made me smile? Because we had like, it was like headline Chicago weekend for us.
Yes.
But woven in and around everything we did this weekend, we were always either looking at your phone or stopping off at a bar somewhere to see if we could find a TV that was tuned in to the Iowa women's basketball games.
All of our pre-scheduled reservations were kept, but yeah, where is the game going to be on, which includes portable, if we're going to go have dinner or, you know, we got to get ready for the show. And just to show the Caitlin Clark magic, this billboard, by the way, in downtown Iowa City is gaining such attention. And good on Nike. They did what I was hoping they'd do. They put up a second billboard that has a basket on a parking ramp about a block down, which is about the distance.
Block.
Yes. But Caitlin Clark magic, you know, taking the eyes of America. That game was on CBS yesterday morning. But this is Renee. Now it's become a tourist spot, right? You want to get your picture in front of the Caitlin Clark banner in Iowa City.
And it's not just Renee. Renee's got her Jeep in there with her, too. So she and the Jeep with Caitlin Clark, it's like, yes, girl power, Renee.
Celebrating all things Iowa Hawkeye, the women's basketball team, if you didn't catch it. But I think based on what everything was being posted yesterday right after they won, a three-peat. They won the Big Ten tournament now 3 years in a row. And to be blunt, after that first quarter, I didn't think it was happening.
I didn't know. I was not sure.
But they pulled it out in overtime. And we're sitting at a Nordstrom's in Oak Brook, Illinois, watching it on my phone. Meanwhile, we've got Renee and Iowa City getting a picture just with the banner in the background. It's a great shot.
So awesome. Love to see everything you did over the weekend. Thanks for posting those photos.
Get them up. We still got plenty of room. It's the internet. It's endless. Just put your photos up from your weekend on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
As requested, epic trumpet player. Check.
Check and check.
Check and check.
Two people with details of which they don't know how much to say.
Check! On the verge of getting a talking to, I think we could get right up to the line.
Don't tell us anything we're not supposed to know.
Right up to the line. Okay. Z102.9 prom. We could say that. Okay.
Quite well.
2024. I could give you a date.
It's happening.
Saturday, May 4th.
At the DoubleTree by Hilton.
Yes.
Cedar Rapids Convention Complex.
So back to downtown Cedar Rapids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ticket information will come in a week. We're finalizing some details there, but we will give you the where, how much they cost. That is on its way on the 1 week from today, the 18th.
What we're not sure about saying is reminding you, of course, here, this is safe.
Okay.
Of course, it's Z102.9 prom.
Right.
Of course, you're going to want to bring your dancing shoes.
Yes. It's a party. It's an adult party, by the way. 21 plus.
Yes.
We always have a lot of fun making sure that you are highly entertained. DJ Lady J, spinning the hits nonstop.
We can say that.
We could say that. We like to packed dance floor.
And you know what? It's a prom. So it's dress up. It's formal. So you need your dancing shoes. You need your dresses. And this year, you might want to throw in like a hat.
A big hat?
Big hat.
Big hats. Why big hats, you say?
Because the theme for Z102.9 prom 2024.
Inspired by the party place in Kentucky on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired by all of those lawn parties and mint juleps and the like. The theme for 2024 is
Hold Your Horses!
This is going to be a fun time.
Yeah, it's a big derby-themed party, and we are going to be dancing and celebrating throughout the evening.
I can't wait to see the big hats.
So many big hats.
I also can't wait. You know, like when people get married and they try different types of cakes? Do you think you and I could be on the mint julep committee?
I would like to make sure we can find the perfect cocktail.
Yes.
Available for the evening.
So I think that's a good idea.
I guess we have to start trying the mint juleps. Let's start now.
It's an unofficial official committee for Z1029 Prom 2024.
We just made it.
The Mint Julep Committee.
The Mint Julep Committee consisting of Dancing Eric Hansen and myself.
We will give more details a week from today. All the ticket information you need. But right now, save the date. May the 4th. Double Trivia Hilton, downtown Cedar Rapids. Z1029 Prom 2024. Hold your horses.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Hollywood. Hollywood. Oh, the glitz and the glamour last. Well, I mean, I was going to say evening, but really it was like afternoon.
It felt like it. In California it was.
It was definitely afternoon when the stars came out to shine for the 2024 Oscars.
It was a great night on ABC. We made our predictions on Friday, all the time knowing we had a Wheel of Punishment coming up. And what I love about this is we had a lot of car time yesterday, Claire, you and I, to reassemble and assemble and reassemble the wheel. Our six punishments, we've got some oldies and goodies, and we've got some brand new ones as well. We say all this while also welcoming in Producer Ben. Good morning, Producer
Hello,
Ben.
Hello, Producer
Good
Ben.
Good morning.
How much of the Oscars did you catch last night?
The end of it. I saw
the categories we were doing.
Those and a couple performances. That was about it.
Okay.
Going in right now, do either of you feel like you know how this is going to play out based on what we picked, or do you need help remembering that too?
I want a refresh.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yes. I'm nervous.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's get to the wheel first, because we've had some fun categories to the Wheel of Punishment.
I don't even know what's on there yet.
But here's the deal. We were making it when we were in the car, right?
Yes.
So we got really, really creative, Ben. Okay, there's a lot of time.
Because you thought I was going to lose?
Maybe.
Some of us did.
Okay, yeah, I did. Every time I design a punishment, it's never for me.
Yeah,
I'll start with that.
Exactly. Every time I'm creating a punishment, I'm thinking it's going to happen to one of you two.
Because the first new punishment for this round is it's called Oscar Mayer. You have to eat 2 raw hot dogs straight out of the package.
Yeah,
it's
no
that
cooking.
Slimy stuff and everything.
No cooking.
Oscar Mayer punishment is on the wheel. Also new to the wheel, Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch famously lived in a trash can. So this punishment means you will have to go out and stand at the dumpster.
Yes, for a determined amount of time.
Which I have not checked.
I don't know if they've been around or not to pick up the dumpster or not. So we have Oscar Mayer eat raw hot dogs. Oscar the Grouch get in the dumpster. We have the old standby. The red carpet Lego walk.
Yeah.
Which I think this is an original Wheel of Punishment, right?
Yeah. In the beginning, there was the wheel and there was also Legos.
That's right. So that will always, that's tried and true. That'll always be there. Barbie was the big night in terms of Oscar winning for song. I'm Just Ken as a performance was awesome.
Just brought the roof down.
I think a singing component would be fun as well.
Agreed.
Right. So you have to sing one of the Barbie songs.
Yes.
Loser speech. We've done this before as well. So instead of acceptance speech, you basically have to be gracious that you've lost and you had to spin the Wheel of Punishment.
And you just have to keep going, right?
Yeah. Well, you can't stop till you get played off. So you have to keep going. You got to fill the time. And then another new challenge designed about mile marker 10 on I-88. Something called No Our Lines, not Know Your Lines.
Now, Know Our Lines is where the loser is going to have to fill in for somebody on this program.
So, as an example, at 8:12 right now, we've had 3 or 4 buzz casts. You've done at least 1 sleaze.
Yes.
So any one of us should always be paying attention to the show at all times.
Especially if your name is something like Producer Ben.
Potentially Producer Ben.
So
if we asked you right now to go on and you do the buzz or you do Z Sleaze without getting any pieces of paper, you just have to go from memory.
Just go.
That it would be the that's the last challenge on the Wheel of Punishment.
I could get breaking news right.
Ooh.
It's because you're looking at the TV all the time. You should be listening to us.
Listen to what we say, Ben.
Okay. Now, who's going to spin? For a reminder, this is what we picked and the order in which we picked them. Claire, you wanted to start with actress in a leading role, and that is the category you picked.
I did.
Then producer Ben went next and went with Best Picture. I then decided to do actor in a leading role. And if you pick your category, you pick first. Claire, because Friday was International Women's Day, you also got to pick original song. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go backwards how they go during the show. Best Picture went to Oppenheimer, which producer Ben picked.
Good job, Ben.
So, good job, buddy.
That's a win. That's a Ben win.
Actor in a leading role went to Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer. Danson Eric Hansen picked him.
Good job, Eric.
Good job, Eric.
Actress in a leading role went to Emma Stone. Claire, you picked this category, yet you did not pick...
I did not pick the upset.
You didn't pick the upset. You were all locked in on Killers of the Flower Moon.
I was really sure the upset of the night was going to be in the actor category because I was like, A, Lily Gladstone, if you watch Killers of the Flower Moon, just in a league of her own. And also, I just thought, like, the Oscars, they're going to want to do that.
So if you're keeping score at home right now, Eric 2, producer Ben 1, Claire 0. But we had a tiebreaker.
But!
And Claire, the tiebreaker was your selection, What Was I Made For, from Barbie. By the way, Billie Eilish now has 2 Oscars under her belt, and I don't think she's 30.
She's incredible.
Fantastic. Okay, now our tiebreaker is a tie maker, because you two both have 1, and Danson Eric Hansen has 2.
Tiebreakers don't count for a category, do they?
So you're thinking we didn't need the tiebreaker because at the moment we didn't need the
tiebreaker. Is only needed if there's a tie.
So you're going to throw it out? That's not fair.
If we throw it out,
guys, I have a great idea.
Producer Ben, I didn't think of that.
Let's throw
fantastic.
Out actress in a leading role.
No, that's one of the big 3, Claire.
I'm aware.
And I just want to point out, on International Women's Day, you picked the category and you got the first, you first picked it all.
Yeah.
And you got it wrong.
Well,
so
guess what? I made a mistake. And I think that we should all take a second and say, hey, have I ever made a mistake? Yeah, sure I have.
You practicing your loser speech?
Let's all just be very forgiving. Nope. How about we just move on to the next thing?
Claire? Claire?
I.
You are spinning.
Wheel of Punishment.
No! I didn't want to.
You have to.
I really thought that Ben was going to have to do this.
I did too.
I was worried.
Really, really surprised to be here.
Claire, on the wheel, Oscar Mayer, where you eat raw hot dogs.
I hate hot dogs so much.
Oscar the Grouch, you have to go stand in the company dumpster.
I'm wearing a skirt.
The bad day to wear that.
Yeah.
Red carpet Lego walk. You have to walk barefoot.
That is always so
painful.
On an
entire bag of Legos.
No, I don't want to do that either.
Sing a song from Barbie. Give a loser speech, which you just started doing. Or...
we know you can't do... As resident loser, you'll be fine.
Or, how about this? You have heard me do the buzz now since 6:30, 6:37, 7:30. I've done it 4 times. Have you been paying attention? Could you do the newscast at 8:30 without any script or any words? You would just have to tell me the stories I told you, but I want details. That's also on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
One quick warning for Claire.
Wait, what?
If you have to get into the dumpster, make sure you check for weird coyote wolves out there.
Oh yeah,
good boy. And raccoons.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I really don't want to do that.
Wheel of Punishment. Claire must serve. First, Claire must spin. That's coming up very soon on the Morning Scramble.
Wheel of Punishment.
Oh.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Danson Eric Hansen, Claire, producer Ben. Brilliant producer Ben. I should just call him Brilliant Ben. Because we didn't need a tiebreaker, we are throwing that out, which means, Claire, you have lost. I won 2 categories. Ben won 1. You did not get Best Actress, which means you spin
Wheel of Punishment.
Okay, I would like to pull the exact same move I did when I forgot to study for my country's test in 6th grade. And Mrs. Parrish, I don't feel too good. I think I need to go home.
Nope.
So I would like to call my mom and have her come pick me up.
Now, I don't know how the stages of grief work, but bargaining I know is on there.
Yeah.
And during 1 minute of a commercial, You're already saying what you would give to not do certain.
Yeah.
For example, raw hot dog eating is on the wheel, Claire.
I hate hot dogs so much. You have no idea. And I really did not think that this was going to be a me thing. So I thought that was a hilarious thing for producer Ben to do. Hilarious.
Oscar the Grouch. You have to go outside and stand in the dumpster.
Again,
you have to get
I wore a skirt to work.
In the dumpster.
There's also the a wolf outside somewhere.
2 points. One, we may have a wolf or a coyote living near the dumpster. And two, it is Oscar the Grouch challenge. His head is not out all the time. You would have to close
the
lid.
No, good point. I wouldn't.
Producer Ben, 2 points for
you
just being awesome
talking
this morning.
No more.
Red carpet Lego walk. This has been served many times on this program.
No, that is painful. That's probably dangerous, and we probably shouldn't do that because the workplace.
Sing a song from Barbie. Give us your best breathless song for Billie Eilish, maybe.
My cry song. Yeah. That's too personal.
Loser speech?
Inappropriate.
You've been doing a loser speech since you realized you lost. I might want to just take that one off.
No.
Or
no, I would like that one.
You have heard me do the buzz 4 times already today. You would need to basically take over at 8:30 and the buzz with you. I, as news director, and producer Ben as producer, will monitor your progress, but you have to do all of those stories from memory.
Can it be, it's as I remember them?
Well, you need to get them right.
What if I remember my thoughts?
No, you need to do the news.
The thoughts that I was thinking as I heard the stories. Nope.
Okay, the punishments are on the wheel. The wheel will be spun coming up next on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Is the best part of the Wheel of Punishment spinning the wheel or Claire's fear before she has to spin the wheel?
The anxiety that is... I did not see this happening to me, okay?
And we will both be as clear. We're on vacation, a quick little weekend to Chicago. Both of our families were putting the wheel together, both all the time thinking we know movies and producer Ben does it. We're going to make Ben do one of these things.
I don't know. I had Oppenheimer.
He did have Oppenheimer.
He did. And he watched all those trailers.
I know. So, Claire, Wheel of Punishment.
Wheel of Punishment.
Are you ready to spin?
No. Here's why. I would like to call a mulligan and then take this cup away from me. I don't know. I don't want to do this.
On the wheel. Oscar Mayer, you have to eat some raw hot dogs.
I hate hot dogs.
Oscar the Grouch, get in a dumpster.
I am wearing a skirt today.
That's
that
your
is
call.
Not happening.
Red carpet Lego walk, barefoot on Legos.
Too painful.
Sing a song from Barbie.
You know what? Fine. I'll do that. I don't spin.
No. That's not how it works. Loser speech, which you've been giving ever since you found out you lost. Or know my lines. Claire does the buzz at 8:30, 100% from memory. Okay, I'm ready to spin this thing. Just let's rip off the Band-Aid. Are you ready?
Spin it. Nice spin. Got some good action on that.
Uh-huh. Oh, coming around the corner. Coming around the corner.
No! I do not. I'm wearing a skirt.
Claire?
No.
Claire?
No.
It's just the way it's going to be.
No, we can make a deal.
No.
What if I bring brownies?
Nope. Claire?
I can smell it already.
Go outside with producer Ben and get in the dumpster.
No!
Yes. Oscar the Grouch.
I don't want to do this.
Go get in the dumpster.
I'm wearing it.
That's just the way it is.
Oh, what a world. What a world.
So serve your punishment. And producer Ben will take a photo to prove that you were in. I also want you to call me from the dumpster.
And be gentlemanly? How am I going to get in?
Well, better find a stool and avert your eyes, sir. Avert your eyes. The next time you hear Claire's voice on the Morning Scramble, she'll be calling us live from the dumpster. Today's top story, Claire is a loser and did not correctly pick the Oscars. And is now coming to me live from the dumpster outside the building.
Yeah, Eric, this is not fun. It's a little bit cool this morning. And I am also, by the way, wearing a skirt.
We did not consider this when we came up with Oscar the Grouch as a punishment. You and I both thought producer Ben would be serving the punishment. But instead, you now are doing your best Oscar and must be loving the trash. Isn't that right, Oscar?
You know, actually, it is making me quite grouchy that I have to do this. So it all is working out quite well.
Now, it sounds pretty clear. Is the lid still open?
Because
the rule, the punishment is Oscar the Grouch means the lid needs to come down.
No.
Yes.
No,
yes.
It only says that you have to be in the dumpster.
No. Oscar, okay. There are parts of times on Sesame Street where the lid's closed, but he's still in there.
Fine. Ben, put the lid up. I'm going to get down.
Watch your head,
okay.
Claire.
No.
Oh, my God. How dark is it? Just you and your phone?
There's a little crack of sunlight. Open it back up. I don't want to touch it.
What do you see? What's surrounding you right now? Just whatever we threw away
What's
on Friday?
Surrounding me?
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, the good news is it was recently dumped. So there's that.
Is it still kind of got that filthy film stuff on the bottom?
Well, yeah, it looks pretty dirty. It's a garbage dumpster. So, yeah, it's pretty gross. It looks like somebody went to a fast food joint. That looks like a, I don't know what that is. But, yeah, it's pretty gross. Oh, my God, is that a rubber glove?
Now
oh,
you,
no.
Oh, you realize you've just added your scent to the dumpster that's been attracting the coyote. There's now the
Stop
smell
it.
Of Claire. Now
it.
He's just going to be roaming
and
every morning.
I'm going to be delicious.
He's gonna smell you pulling up.
Oh, no.
Now,
he won't be afraid of me anymore.
You decided to wear a dress today. You still have to climb out. I think getting in was probably easier than getting out. What's your strategy here?
I did not think of that part at all.
Oops.
I don't know how to get out.
Well, the good news is Z-Sleaze is coming up in about 8 minutes. So you better figure it out.
I'm going to have to.
You'll get it. Come on. We're all cheering for you.
I can do this.
Live.
Give me that chair.
From the dumpster in the back of the building, that's Claire serving her punishment for Wheel of Punishment. Good luck.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.